out in the world, there are a lot of things going on, a lot of games and all, where people are trying to show that they are the greatest one of all. And we get behind our teams and we always cheer for them, hoping that they're going to be the best. Does that happen in you? Yeah, it happens at all ages. There's always the idea that you want to be behind the winner. You want to be the best. And that goes to the way we do things one-on-one. Whenever we're trying to play a game with somebody, we want to win. Whenever we're trying to swim or play a game, play basketball, even on the backyard court, we want to do the best we can. And that's just the way our society happens to be built. You know, it makes it real hard at times when you go to school and maybe there's somebody else in there that is clearly the best and you sort of feel overlooked now. And when your team isn't winning the way we think they should, and we get terribly let down because we are built around wanting to be the best and wanting our team to be the best. Would you believe that Jesus didn't follow that same idea? Jesus, it says, Jesus one time, he said, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last. If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last. That sounds difficult. And he says, and the servant of all. If anyone wants to be first, he must be last. And then he was sitting there with children, and he took a child, and he said, mother of his life, and he said, whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. So what he's saying is that, one, for some reason, it's more important for me to serve others than for me to be the greatest. And in God's world, if I'm going to be the greatest, then I'm going to be among the ones that nobody knows, but is helping others. And he said about children, he said, now, in the society where he was, children were kind of down on the lowest rung. Children did a lot of work that adults might do. And women were next to men. But he was taking one of the least of the ones in their whole society there, and he says, anybody who loves them loves me and loves the Father. He says, when you do something for the least in the society, then you're doing it for me, and you're doing it for God. Did that sort of sound a little bit different than what we do today? We try to do something for the greatest, to try and get some attention from them because they might be able to do something for us. But Jesus says, no. You must be a servant of all. And especially for those that don't have anybody else. Love them all. Just as you love us. Remember, that is his third rule. Love one another. Love others the way I love you. And Jesus' love was entirely not self-serving. We love people just because we feel so good about it. Does that make sense? Have something. We're supposed to try and help you. Think about this. It's a little worksheet that says, who is the greatest? And some of you are going to get one of these that are upside down. Remember, because I was trying to make copies. I didn't think I had time. Well, and it's got a coloring page in it. And it's got crossword puzzles, and it's got lots of other stuff. But remember this. God wants us to be the best we can be, but whether we're the greatest makes no difference at all. But the important thing is that you
remember others and Jesus and God and all.